This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything's well-oiled. This is a well-oiled machine called the Good Day Program with Doug Steffen and my friend Jennifer Horn, along with Kara Schillen. We are here at your service and on your side. Right, Tan Hut?
Wait a minute. Was I supposed to stand at attention?
Yes, of course. You're supposed to stand at attention and do the salute. The American salute.
I've got a different salute for you today, sir.
Okay, so the Erin Andrews situation, she has been awarded $55 million from the owners of the Marriott Hotel. She will not get $55 million. She'll be lucky to get $20, maybe $25 million at the end of the day. They will work this over again, but because half of it was from the owners of the hotel, the other half from the guy that did the peeping, he doesn't have 2 cents to his name, so she's not going to get that half. And Marriott, or at least the local owners, will keep working this over in the courts. Here's their lawyer, a guy named Mark Dedman. Tell me what you think of him after you listen to him talk about how they're, well, just let him explain what the situation is from their perspective.
Well, the facts of this case, again, this, we have always taken the position, our clients have, that this was a crime, and Ms. Andrews was a victim of a crime. That has not been in dispute. The question here was, who did that? We all agreed Mr. Barrett did that. The question was whether the hotel management company and or the owner of the hotel also were involved in that terrible act that Mr. Bear committed because of an issue in the law called foreseeability. The hotel industry changed as a result of this. Subsequent to Mr. Bear doing this, and keep in mind, this had never happened before and hadn't happened since. There are all kinds of measures that were undertaken after this was discovered, what Mr. Barrett had done, that have already been implemented. And as a result of that, again, it has not been repeated.
Really? Okay, well, let's see if you agree with that. After listening to a clip from last night's Inside Edition, they, Jennifer, decided to check and see if what the owners of the hotel claimed was true and that security measures have been changed. The question is, has it happened since? Measures have been implemented so that it wouldn't happen again. So listen to this and see if you think, after you listen to this, that they're a lying bunch of you-know-whats or not.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Aaron's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague, Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest. Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
We go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ann's.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room then?
Yep.
So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test? Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
Oh, hi.
Did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No. No one's called me.
No one called.
No one's come by. No.
The hotel being sued by Erin Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much elsewhere.
As spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our hotels.
Really?
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she may not see as much of it, but I think $55 million has to send a message, doesn't it?
I would sure as heck send a message to me, but then, silly me, what do I know? I'm telling you, these people sometimes, their arrogance gets the best of them. So let's understand what people are saying and thinking about this from at least social media point of view, Jen. Here are some things that have appeared. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. And Nicole writes, good for her. Nice to see a survivor of sexual assault get some justice. Dan writes, first of all, I seriously doubt that Barrett has any money, so that award is useless. My question is, should Windsor Capital Group have known that this guy was her stalker and a danger to her? Because if the evidence didn't prove that and the jury just acted out of emotion, that'll get overturned. In the end, she'll probably settle with Windsor for some amount instead of having this thing dragged through the appeal courts for years. Guy won't pay her a nickel. Carrie writes, she's a public figure. He specifically requested the room next to her. Additionally, he got her room number in the first place by simply calling from a hotel phone and asking to be connected. The room number then displayed on the phone. This is unsafe for any guest. Cheryl writes, this isn't about money. It's about making the people who did it suffer enough that somebody else will think twice before they do it. Yeah? Jordan writes, revenge isn't sweet, it's green, has dead presidents all over it, and can buy you a private jet. Paul writes, good for her, it's disgusting that any of this happened in the first place. All right, you want to wrap this, Jennifer, from your point of view?
I think it's more of the same. I think I'm glad to see that she won. I think that it sends a message that people need to do some serious work because what happened to her was unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But do I think she's going to see much of it? Probably not. But, you know, I think for her it was less about the money and more about making a point.
Yes. Well, but then they tried to make a point of the money by saying, well, you know, what disgusted me or anything else was the point of view put forth by the people who run the hotel, or at least a lawyer who
didn't
try to make
benefit
out
from all this publicity?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Please.
Hello. Yeah. Can you imagine getting away with that? That's why I said when I told Bob when he's putting the trip together, when I bring Meredith back from Florida the first of next month, no Marriott hotels. I'm staying in Marriott hotels, and anytime I do a trip, whether he puts it together or whether I'm going somewhere around the world, I'm just, no, we're not going to do it. I think that there is a lesson that needs to come out of this, and in my mind, that's what the lesson is. How'd you like to have simply beautiful skin around your eyes? Do I have your attention? Here's something that's better than anything. There are a lot of people who are using Botox for their forehead, but you know that people have been using it around their eyes as well? Ooh, I would think that would be kind of dangerous. Anyway, what I have for you is information about an exclusive product called GenuCell, which is an all-natural treatment that comes from apples. Apple stem cell therapy. Advanced peptides are in this. It's an all-natural product. Amazing in that it gets rid of the bags and the puffiness and the lines around your eyes, so you'll have simply beautiful eyes. And there's just, I guess, three steps to this. First of all, you have to recognize you have a problem. Second, you have to decide you want GenuCell. And third, you call 800-543-9262. Maybe there's a fourth step. You get it, you put it on, and you like the results. How's that? 800-543-9262. And I think you'll be impressed with the customer service as well. So this is a product that's proven effective. It's incredible. In that, in 12 hours, you'll see a difference. And this has been verified any number of times. So rejuvenate the skin around your eyes. No expensive surgery. This is a very inexpensive way to get dramatic results. Smooth skin under your eyes and around your eyes by using GenuCell, which you can get at 800-543-9262. There'll be a lot of before and after pictures. I know that. And the after is what you're going to like. Intelligent ingredients for your skin. Who's intelligent? What are they? That's John Tesh,
that's
right?
That's really good.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Intelligent I came up with that myself. Intelligent ingredients for your skin. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes with Genucel, the anti-wrinkle treatment for your eyes. 800-543-9262. One more time. 800-543-9262 for great looking eyes.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
For me, it was a big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of remembrances, Jennifer, of Nancy Reagan. Did you talk about this much yesterday on your local program?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Some of the people responding online here, facebook.com/good day, Twitter Good Day, social media comments from Margaret. I remember how viciously she was attacked by liberals when Reagan first came into office, but she was right to restore the White House to elegance, and her devotion to her husband was something any woman could understand, even if you were on the side, on the other side of the aisle. And I was back at that time.
I'm so taken aback by the negative stuff that was said on social media. Bernie Sanders put out a really nice tweet, you know, pay to the first lady was so important, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of his supporters wrote back and said, who cares? I'm glad she's dead. She was in, you know, trouble for screwing up drugs and the penal system and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, I don't necessarily agree with Jimmy Carter, but when he passes, I'll be sad because people all live and die the same, you know?
Things.
Not political.
Yeah. Well, those people who get their comeuppance when
so
they
rude.
Meet the Grim Reaper themselves. Christus wrote, just R.I.P. Tambry wrote, she was a lady of pure class. May she rest in peace. Ronnie said, remembering how much she loved her husband. Very touching when they placed his coffin at the foot of his tomb and Nancy was there at his side. 21 after the hour. Food for thought here on Good Day.
What are are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At the hour on the Good Day program with Jennifer, Richie, Doug, and let's see, this is Christina Aguilera, right?
Yep.
All right, so there's a big to-do now with the folks who are on The Voice, Jennifer.
Yep.
The arguing that's going on between Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, yeah.
Well, apparently he misses his new girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, and whatever they're arguing about, I have a solution to the problem. Everybody want to hear what my solution is? Actually,
sure.
This is Kara's solution, which I agree with 100%. Get rid of Adam and put both Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera on so it's equal. Why are there four men and only one?
Get rid of Adam.
On you.
Because Adam and Blake are the bromance of the show. They're the reason people tune in.
Okay, so they get rid of Farrell.
Pharrell. But then you don't have a black guy, which becomes problematic.
So what?
And Pharrell is probably the most talented
musician of all of them.
Producer, right.
Yeah, up there.
But I think it's it gets in the way a little bit for me, and I don't really watch the show anymore, but in all of these shows who have token women, token blacks, whatever it is, come on. And then people will come back to me and say, well, Doug, you always say have the most qualified people on there instead of worrying about sex and color of skin.
Really, both American Idol and The Voice, all of their judges are qualified. Every one of them deserves to be up there because they're.
So maybe they should have more voices. Why do they only have four? Why do they have five? How many do they have on the other?
Too much.
American Idol has what? Three.
Three.
Three. I mean, you have five judges to get. You'll be there forever. I mean, the shows would get really long. I think Blake needs to put on his big boy pants and see Gwen when he gets home at night. He'll be okay.
Right.
And I love you, Blake.
He needs to take his big boy pants off then.
I wouldn't mind that either.
Oh, of course. right. Anyway, do you think this is the other sort of twist I had on this? I was thinking about this yesterday after we talked about it, Jennifer. Whether this is just made up, it's TV, it's promotion, it's.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can create something that gets people to talk about the show. Oh, here's a perfect thing. Gwen Stefani versus Christina Aguilera. And Blake wants to have Gwen back.
And Christina's sort of annoying to begin with. I mean, she was always probably my least favorite female judge. There's been Shakira.
I like Shakira.
Gwen Stefani. Shakira was my favorite.
Yeah, she was great.
You know, so here, Regina,
some of the, I'm looking at some of the gossip here on one of the sites. Blake's mission is to make this as uncomfortable as possible for Christina so that she will not want to come back next season. How much are they paying
these
people?
I don't buy that at all. These guys go out to dinner. Yeah. I mean, I think they're just having, I mean, they just mess around with each other.
Yep.
So do you,
take the hook out of your mouth right now, Doug. You bit.
Well, that's what I just said. I was acknowledging that's really the reason that they're doing this sort of thing or that they do any of these sorts of things. Now, let's fast forward to American Idol and when they get actually down to it. They haven't gone, they threw all of the preliminaries and now actually getting to the show itself. So the judges are there like J-Lo and what's
his
face?
The judges have been there all along, Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. But they are getting into, I think, like the final 12 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, but what's his face? The British guy. Simon, where's he?
He's
been on the show
in like 4 years.
No, but he was supposed to come back this year.
Yeah, for a guest.
Oh, that's it? He's not on all the time?
No.
Right.
Oh, so then who wants to watch that? Hey, Simon was the thing that actually made it all work.
You know, it's funny.
It seems to me. Anyway.
When my wife is watching American, because she watches both, and when I walk in and I see Jennifer Lopez, I have a whole different view of her now.
After that show.
After watching Shades, I'm like so into Shades of Blue. It's such a good show. Mm-hmm. And she's so talented.
Okay, so now I'm going to get email and social media comments on what I'm just saying that I like something that in a sense, the reason I like Simon is because he's the same as Donald Trump, even though it's a different arena. So, Doug, you say you like Simon and those outrageous comments, but you don't want Donald to do the outrageous comments. Yeah, it's a different arena, kind of, but I think people have confused it also. Everything looks like the same. 28 past the hour.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know-how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old.
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is the Good Day Show, yes. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden, and Kara Schillen, all here working, I don't want to say working hard, because we really aren't, but we're having a good time focusing on a lot of the things that people are yakking about, television news, etc., etc. More news on Downton Abbey, which is good news, I think. And Ellen DeGeneres is in the news, the television news as well. Plus, the situation with Erin Andrews. But first, I want to make reference to the O.J. Trial, which is going on. Wait a minute. O.J.'s in jail. How can there be a trial? Well, it's sort of a retrial of the trial. Not only the TV show that's on FX is getting a lot of attention, but this knife thing. So whether or not, I'm trying to analyze what I've seen here. Did O.J. admit he did it by saying, quote, "I'm not that stupid. I got on a plane that night to Chicago. That's all I'm going to say." He burst into laughter, apparently, when he heard about the LAPD testing the knife that they found in the ground in the Rockingham area where his house was. You remember?
Sure, he would laugh, because either he got away with murder and they can't charge him again if that is a weapon, or, you know, he's going, gosh, they're bungling this again. What's going on? I mean, of course he's going to laugh.
Well, but when he said, "I'm not that stupid, I got on a plane that night to Chicago, that's all I'm going to say," that sounds kind of like an admission to me.
Well, you know.
Yes, no, maybe?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
What does it sound like to you?
I he wouldn't. I wouldn't be that stupid to do to bury the knife in my backyard.
That still sounds like an admission to me. I do. What I do with a knife? Then if he didn't bury it in his backyard, the anticipated answer is okay. I bury the knife somewhere else.
Well, I think the bigger question in my mind is, who buried that knife in your backyard and why was it there?
Mm-hmm. Or did they bury it? Did they just drop it?
If you're not that stupid, then why did somebody else put it in here? Maybe it was a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem. Is all along, he said, oh, I'm going to find the real killers and do this right. for my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, the optics then were him on the golf course. I'm going to make a note to him, to President Obama, to other people who are fans of golfing. If you're going to say you're going to do something serious, don't get caught on camera at a golf course. It right. never works out well.
So for those of you who may not remember, the revelation here is that this knife at O.J. Simpson's home was kept as a souvenir by a retired policeman. He had it for 18 years. Come on, man. If I'd have buried it, why didn't the cops see the ground had been dug up? Is what O.J. said at lunch yesterday in prison.
Yeah.
How do they know? Wait a minute. How does the news media know what O.J. is saying at lunch in the prison?
Oh, I'm sure they talk to guards or they talk to... I'm sure they get in there somehow. Or they make it up.
I'm reading a story here where O.J. is apparently up for parole, eligible for parole next year.
Right? This will hurt him if his knife turns out to be it.
That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But why?
Because they'll extend...
Nothing to do with the crime that he's in there for.
Yeah, but they won't grant us parole.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why?
What's he been doing? What? He's been a model prisoner.
Not guilty of the murder that the knife is... allegedly attached to. If he was found not guilty, how can they tie the knife to him and his current conviction?
Doesn't
the justice system has a way of working itself out?
Gotcha.
And
it's the gotcha system. It's not the legal system. It's the gotcha system.
Exactly.
Yeah. They were
That's
all over.
Not fair.
He O.J. says they were all over the place like flies for weeks. It's complete bull.
You know what this is, Doug? This is my old, they can't convict you on what they say you did, so now they get something else on you.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
And that's what the whole attitude is. All right, so let's move to the next conviction, if you will, or the next trial. Hulk Hogan.
That guy.
Continues to testify in his $100 million invasion of privacy lawsuit against Gawker.
Or Gawker.
And Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
He was having a little unga-bunga with Bubba's wife. The jury trial raises important questions about the line between privacy and free expression.
He says, I was completely humiliated.
He was. Did you see how, I mean, I watched the video.
Hulk is not the...
He was completely humiliated because the Hulkster was all about taking your, you know, saying your prayers, taking your vitamins and something else. Oh, no. God, I'm getting old. What was it?
Whatever it was, is the same line of BS that O.J. was just talking about.
Well, and this video shows him, like, before he's getting ready to, you know, he's, like, burping and he's going, I ate too much. Well, so disgusting.
And call Dr. Jack for some of those enzymes.
It's, like, the worst thing ever. He's, like, belching and then he, like, you know, jumps in. It's like, ooh, yuck.
I can't imagine somebody with as much class as Hulk Hogan.
I think it's more embarrassing for the woman in the, I mean, give me a break. I just want to go running if you see that coming at you.
Well, if you've ever seen Bubba the Love Sponge and compare his body to the Hulkster's body.
Oh, Hulk's hot.
Okay. He doesn't have much hair, but other than that.
No.
Why he wears that stupid bandana.
Well, he has a lot of hair, just none of it on top of his head.
Yeah, it's all on his back.
Ew, it is not
How do you know that?
What
do you know that?
He's got his shirt off, but he waxes. Clearly.
He doesn't have any on his head, so I'm always...
Yes, he does. He has the fringe.
All right, what's trending at DougStefan.com today? Michael Bloomberg nixing a run for the presidency this year. American Airlines pilots blasting the company for their toxic culture. And if it hadn't been for the American Pilots Union signing on, U.S. Airways would never have been able to take over American. They would have stayed on their own as an individual company. So Doug Parker, who runs, he ran US Air before, he ran Allegheny before that, and he worked at American before that, managed to maneuver through stock manipulation and talking to all the various and sundry people that were part of this, including the pilots union. But the pilots union went along. They signed an agreement to support the American Airlines US Air merger, and now they basically wish they hadn't, because the chairman is a liar. I could have told you that before, but too bad. They were so anxious to get away from American because it was so bad. Now they all wish it was the way it was before, because it's a whole lot worse now than it was. Anybody who rides American with regularity will tell you that. Anyway, so that's one of the stories trending at DougStephan.com. Also, the jury award for Erin Andrews in the $55 million nude video lawsuit. Scrutiny. Well, I'm not sure she's going to get all that money. She might get something, but she's not going to get it all.
They'll definitely take it back to court.
But
try and get out of it.
One of the things that I want to have us focus on in a moment is the claim that the Marriott chain has changed. The lawyer said that they've changed everything. Nothing happens the way it happened then. And we're going to examine that in a moment with a clip from Inside Edition, the television report, which is next here on Good Day. First, I want to remind you, if you have hair like the Hulkster, you may want to try to get it back again. Maybe we should get a hold of the Hulkster and tell him about how he can take care of his hair loss with Provia. What do you think, Jennifer?
That'll
is that worth
well.
A call?
I'm sure, huh? I'm sure that'll
Somebody
I'm sure
call
that'll
the Hulkster
well.
And tell him we've got the perfect fix for his hairline. It's Provia. Hair loss a problem for you? Provia. Thinning hair a problem for you? Use Provia. This takes care of the problem in so many different ways. Treats it actually three different ways. Cleanses your scalp, opens up the pores, number one. Number two, when the hair comes in, it has a volumizer in it, and it thickens the hair that you have. So even if you don't have a lot, it looks like you got more because of the volumizer in Provia. Number three, it keeps the pores open and encourages, if you will, the growth of new hair. You will have your hair back again. Male pattern baldness doesn't work for that. It doesn't work for any illnesses. But if you have normal hair loss due to the plugging up of the pores because you use cheap shampoos, you'll want to call 800-525-8319 and sign up for Provia. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Ah, spring. Well, that's what it was called before Honda's Dream Garage sales event. Now it's garage season. Hear that? That's the sound of a garage reaching greatness. Thank you, Honda, for allowing such beauty to exist.
Hurry in to the Honda Dream Garage sales event, where every 2016 vehicle has a standard rearview camera, and well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord.
See dealer for financing details.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Let's get to the story of Erin Andrews. If you haven't heard, a jury awarded her $55 million in the case against that stalker and the management company of the Nashville Marriott. The stalker, back in 2008, getting a room next to her, got the room when he just asked where she was staying. And the guy said, okay, she's in 813. And the guy says, 812 available? Yep, okay,
yeah,
we'll put me in
812. Right next door.
Right next door. So then the lawyer for Marriott said insistently, as a matter of fact, that the hotel isn't liable because they've changed everything. It's not happened since. Don't worry, we wouldn't be so foolish as to allow this to happen. Well, what I love was the measures already are in place. So you think that's true? Here is a clip from Inside Edition, and the reference goes all the way back to 2008, from 2008 to today. Listen to this.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Aaron's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest. Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
Here we go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ann.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room, then? So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test? Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague, Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
No. Oh, hi.
Hey, did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No, no one's called me.
No one called?
No one's come by, no.
The hotel being sued by Erin Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy, and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much elsewhere.
A spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our host.
Did they say that they have a new management company?
Yeah.
So Marriott doesn't manage their own hotels?
Well,
some of them do, some of them don't.
Right. They use the sell the branding. It's all kinds of different franchise arrangements. But it's just one more reason not to go to a Marriott, as far as I'm concerned. All right, Jen. Ellen DeGeneres had a game show called Heads Up, but it got canceled. They made 65 of these. Why did they do that? What's going on with that?
I don't know. know, and this one actually, have you played the game? Because this is the idea behind Heads Up was based on an app that Ellen created where you put your cell phone up to your head. It says a name, sort of like charades, and people give you clues. You try to guess what's on the cell phone. It is so much fun. And so the TV gurus that be had created this TV version. They had 65 shows already in the can, and the HLN people decided they wouldn't be able to sell it.
Yeah, but why would they put on headline news? What has it got to do with that? Isn't that strange?
I don't know.
A game show network, or she got off who she put it on some other.
CNN was trying to ride Ellen's popularity.
Well, they didn't do a good job of it.
Somewhere else. And, you know, I'm just surprised that one of the bigger networks didn't take it. Because, you know, they've had some success with primetime game shows lately.
Yeah, they have.
So it was the wrong place, and they probably just didn't know how to sell it right.
Jimmy Kimmel's going to host the Emmys this year. Boo.
That's right. And, you know, that'll be fun.
Nah.
And Gina Davis taking the starring role in The Exorcist reboot.
That's kind of scary. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Downton Abbey's going to be a movie. You wait and see.
Right.
51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh, oh, oh.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Place our report from Pauline Frommer, who represents Frommer, Frommers.com, the Frommer Travel Guides, a name that's synonymous with travel between her and her father for a long, long time. She's going to bring us up to date on the latest from American Airlines, whether or not you believe in the criticism that has come from them. We'll talk about that. How do you make your choices? Is there really a global seat sale on, as a lot of the emails have been screaming from the travel sites, buy your tickets now! We'll find out if that's legit in a moment here on Good Day.
going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more, there's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides and Frommers.com. So, we're all just talking, Pauline, about the fight on the Spirit Airlines plane. I have said this hundreds of times on the air. Spirit is an airline that has no reason to exist. And perhaps this show...
This is kind of a doozy, you guys. The passengers were complaining when two women playing a radio like a boombox. I mean, what decade are we in? Were in trouble. They held the boombox up in the air, and then another group of passengers approached the two women, and this became a girl fight with, like, hair pulling and punches and the whole nine yards. Oh, boy.
Would you see that on America? What even brings this about? What do you think, Pauline?
I have no... That was the wackiest story. I mean, you know, Spirit is kind of the Greyhound bus of the air. It's very cheap. It feels cheap when you're flying it. It's often not well cleaned. They seem to have fewer flight attendants, but that may not be the case. You know, in defense of the flight attendants, they say bad behavior by passengers has become a problem on all the airlines. I think, you know, once you get through security, your level of stress is so darn high that you lash out, you do weird things, you don't act in a civilized fashion. Mm. And it came to a head on that flight. That was just nuts.
Nuts. All right, let's talk about the American Airlines criticism from its pilots. After all, they were the ones that made the deal happen, and now they're seeing... I have never had a good word to say about Doug Parker because I think he's a slimewad. I think what he has done at U.S. I mean, the airline is just like a widget factory. What do you think is going to be the effect of passengers when they see this?
The airlines are making record profits right now, and they're saying, well, we deserve that. We went through so many years of losses, but you would think with some profits they could be treating their staff a little bit differently and rolling back some of the measures they had to take when things weren't so good.
Mm-hmm. You're being very kind. Every time I go to America, I fly American more than any other because I have so many miles. I don't like the new American at all. You go to a counter and you have... I always start my conversation with, how do you like working in the new circumstance? Because otherwise I'm going to get barked at, and I know I am. So I just start with them telling me what a rotten place it is to work. And then I find, like, I had that conversation with somebody in Fort Lauderdale last Saturday, and I got upgraded to first class. So, but I know she was going to, she wasn't even going to put me on the plane before I had that conversation with her. So it is nuts. And you just wonder how low can it go. What about the, we've got about 30 seconds, airlines having a bench seat for heavy people? Did I talk to you about that before?
Well, that's in the planning stages, but they throw a lot of things at the wall when they're planning new airlines. I don't think it's going to happen, but boy, I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Pauline Frommer. Always check out Frommer.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.